Man has been using the wind to move across the water for ages. With the invention of the combustion engine, sailing has now used almost exclusively for recreation. The Privateer Yacht Club in Hixson offers adult sailing classes through Chattanooga State Continuing Education. Our own office manager, Robin Higgins, and myself spent an afternoon on Lake Chickamauga getting an introductory lesson in sailing. Brian Holloway loves to sail. There was no hesitation in his voice when I asked if we could do the interview in a sailboat instead of in the studio. I got more than just an interview. I got my first lesson in sailing on a chilly March afternoon.
It's what's called a Flying Scot sailboat. It's about 19 feet long, 8 feet wide at the widest point, and pretty quick little boat. Steers very well. So what we'll do is we'll get on and we're going to go over a couple quick things just so you guys don't get hit in the head. You know, we're going to have a big sail here that's going to go up and then a smaller one forward. The main thing to remember, though, is this big bit of metal here. This is called a boom. It's called a boom because that's the last sound you hear when it hits your head. Boom. This is really the only thing that could hurt you. So if you hear me yell, duck, duck, boom, just duck. We're going to drop our centerboard here so we have some traction in the water. This is basically like our wheels on a car. This is what gives us the ability to move forward instead of just slide around. We don't have anything hanging down from the bottom of the boat, and it's also nice and heavy, so it keeps us from tipping over.
That's a good thing.
Plus.
It's fun to tip over, but not in this kind of weather and this cold water. There's a few people out here, U.S. Sailing certified instructors, which is great because we have quite a few people who can help, you know, teach and coach, and we all try and get involved with
rescuing.
Thankfully, we don't have to. Occasionally, somebody will put a boat in the water that hasn't been in the water for 20 years. Like, oh, this is my grandfather's. And you're going, this could end poorly. We'll hang around and see what happens. Just in case. I'm just untying some of our lines, so. The forward sail, the one that I'm attaching here, is called our jib. Sails work on the same principle, basically, as an airplane wing. We're creating an area of high and low pressure, and that helps us basically kind of, in a certain sense, lifts us up the lake. It's very technical. There's a lot of physics majors, I'm sure, who could explain it to you. I just know how to make it go fast. So I'm just going to hank this on and hoist it up. And once we're out there, one of you will be controlling this sail. This is a class of sailboat that is very active currently on Lake Chickamauga here. There's about 20 of them here at the club. There's a whole bunch in the southeast, and they'll travel and go to each other's lakes and have regattas, and it's basically a good reason to go sailing and have a party.
How many years have you been sailing, like, all your life? I know.
My parents put me in an Optimist when I was 6 years old, which is, it's a children's sailboat. They're actually made here in town by a company called McLaughlin. And they're one of the world's biggest producers of them. They're kind of a 8-foot by 4-foot bathtub, and they're designed for children learning how to sail. You start as young as 6, and you sail them until you're 15 is when they kick you out because you're too old and too big. It's very competitive. Kids travel around the world to sail them. They travel all over the country. One of the major regattas is up in Wisconsin this year, and those kids who win that will win the right to represent the U.S. and use sailing all over the world. So,
that's fun.
Yeah, it's really cool. I wish I was that good when I was a kid. I've had 80-year-old students, I've had 20-year-old students, I've had, you name it, across the board, you know, guys, girls. You know, it's for everybody because it's a low-impact sport. It's a great way just to get out and enjoy what we've got here in town. I mean, we've got this beautiful lake, we've got this river, why not use it? It's taken me around the world. That's what brought me to Chattanooga with sailing, so I can't complain. So that's our jib going up. First of our two sails. And now, if I could get your assistance, we're going to unroll our mainsail.
Brian made sure we knew where the life jackets were and covered some basic safety while he hoisted the mainsail. The boat was large enough for 4 people, as long as everyone was willing to do their part.
This is going to come across. And then, Rabbit, if you wouldn't mind, after that sail switches size, yep, you're going to pull that black line in. Wait for a moment. Wait till it swings over. There you go. Now you can pull it in, and that'll help us slide out of the harbor here.
Oh, it's tugging.
Uh-huh. Okay, now it's going to switch back, because we're going to tack. We're going to switch the sails from one side to the other so that we can get out of the harbor. The great thing about a harbor is that it's very protected. The bad thing about a harbor is that it's very protected and it's tough to get out of if you don't have a motor. Yep, and then we'd pull in the one on your side, Robin.
This one?
Mm-hmm.
What I do with it? It's called a tack.
Yep, and now we're about to come back. And this should be the tack that'll get us out.
So basically, you're going back and forth to get out of the harbor.
Yep, the only place you cannot sail is directly into the wind. It's about 45 degrees to either side of the wind, where sails don't work because there's no wind blowing over them in the correct angle. So what we have to do is we have to do what's called tacking, which is like zigzagging back and forth to get up to where you want to be. And then once we're out there, it'll be smooth, and we'll go up the lake, and it's really fast and really fun, and the boat will heel over. And
it'll be fun.
Yeah.
I kind of liken the heeling to when you're riding on a motorcycle and you're going around a curve.
That would be very similar, yeah. The advantage of the motorcycle is that you're doing it to increase your performance. Heeling is actually bad for a boat's performance. It means you have less of the boat in the water, and the more you have in the water, for the most part, means more control. There's a process called hiking, which I'll show you when we get out there. It's basically you hang your butt over the side of the boat, and you use your weight to counteract the heel of the boat. So if I was gonna hike, I'd stick my toe underneath here and get my butt way out over the edge and hang on to these two things and hope I don't fall out.
How many of your students have unsuccessfully held on to that?
Very few. I don't think I've ever lost one under the water for hiking. I've lost a few getting in and off the boat, but very few have I lost for hiking. The younger students, we do capsize drills. We purposely turn their boat over so that they will get used to, should the situation occur, that they have that happen on the water. They know how to right their boat, get back in their boat, get it dry, and get back in, should there be no assistance. Now, obviously, kids, we have 12 people out there watching them, but it's a good skill to learn.
A friendly wave and greetings exchanged with other members of the club, and we moved on out of the harbor where the wind was caught in the sail and our speed increased.
About how fast are we going to end up going? Because it seems like we're hitting a comfortable clip right now.
Oh, we can go faster than this if you want. We'll probably do 8 to 10 knots, which is 10, 12 miles an hour, roughly. But there's a certain speed the boat kind of stops going faster at, and that's dependent on each boat. This one maxes out actually closer to 20, but we don't have that much breeze, and we're not going to go that fast today.
When you're setting up your classes, what kind of time commitment is it for the student?
24 hours altogether. It's 3 hours Saturdays for about 8 weeks. We try and make it on a day and a time that they can get there, and then we do a couple sessions. So if they only got mornings available or if they've only got afternoons available, they can do either. We just want to get as many people who want to out sailing, give them the opportunity to. This is something obviously I'm passionate about, and I want other people to enjoy it.
When you complete a sailing training course, do you have like a license or some type of certification to prove that you know how to sail a boat?
Depending on the course. With the one we offer here, we certify them as U.S. Sailing Certified Dinghy Skipper, which allows them to, if they go somewhere, to basically rent a small sailboat for the day. And I want people to be safe. I mean, the point of our course by the end of it is that somebody can safely navigate waters typically to these or inshore waters on the ocean. Basically, go out sailing for a good day, have fun, and be able to get home safely. That's the most important thing, is people to get home safely.
Have you ever heard the phrase smooth sailing? For the most part, the boat has remained steady, but Brian was about to change that.
We're going to heel up for a second here. We're just going to, so you guys can see how it feels. And there comes a nice puff, which should do it for us. 3, 2, 1, and there's the heel.
Yeah, that was fun.
The more breeze, the more heel, the more fun.
I find it interesting that you somehow knew the breeze was coming. How can you tell?
Oh, you can see it. You can see it on the water. When wood pushes across the water, it makes these very small ripples. And the harder it's pushing, those ripples back up onto each other. So it makes the water look darker in certain places. If you look out over here, you'll start seeing these little movements. It's same thing as like wind through a wheat field or a grass field where you can see it kind of blowing through it. You'll see these dark patches and you'll see that, okay, there's a little bit more breeze there than anywhere else. So we call that a puff, and you just look for puffs.
The rest of the afternoon with Brian Holloway was spent hearing about sailing, racing, and lore of the sea. Things got more serious when he had me steer the boat, but we all made it safely back to the harbor. Visit the Around and About blog at wutc.org for links to the Privateer Yacht Club and the course catalog at Chattanooga State if you're interested in taking a sailing lesson. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.